From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farming, it's not for the faint of heart. There's no doubt about that. We see you sacrificing your time to make hay during the summer and feed cattle during the winter. That's why Farm Credit is here for full and part-time farmers. We know your time is precious and you want to spend it where it counts, on the farm. Contact Farm Credit for your financing needs and we'll meet you where you are. 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Pork producers in our region are looking at somewhat bearish market conditions. Chad Smith has the story.
The USDA's Hogs and Pigs report showed total inventory of animals is up compared to the previous report. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the latest report contains some big numbers.
So I think overall this was a bearish report. The total inventory of hogs and pigs on June 1st came in at 75.1 million. Now this is up about 1% or 390,000 head from the last quarterly report. You know, this is pretty significant because this is the highest inventory since June 1st of 2020.
On the other side of production, pigs retained for breeding decreased this quarter down to the lowest breeding herd level in a decade. Nelson said several factors are influencing those numbers.
We've got cash hogs running around $106 per hundredweight. That's a really solid price for this time of year. And one of the things that's doing this is we're finding some demand. So even though we've got some bearish news in this report that our hog numbers are up, we've also got some really supportive demand coming in.
Learn more on the market intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, for that report.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVsafety.gov.
Today, we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Bristol, Tennessee, Joy FM, FM 101.9, and the second station being in Sanford, North Carolina, FM 102.3, also part of the Joy FM network. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us you never know what danger really is until you've looked it in the eye. Sounds like a story there. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.